Our speaker today is Jordan Buckley, and Jordan is from the Interfaith Action of Southwest Florida. And also speaking is Oscar Otsoy from the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. These gentlemen will address abuse in the tomato industry and how the coalition is improving wages and working conditions for its members. So please welcome Jordan and Oscar.
Muchas gracias por el recibimiento y por la introducción que nos dan.
So thank you so much for welcoming us as you have.
Vengo de Immokalee y sí, soy un trabajador del campo, quien ahora también quiero compartir con ustedes un poco de lo que ha sido mi experiencia dentro del trabajo.
I'm here from Immokalee. I'm a farm worker, and I've come to share a little bit about my experience as someone who works in the fields here in Florida.
Pero también la experiencia de muchos de los compañeros que, al igual como yo, hemos sido explotados de diferentes maneras.
But also to share that story of my fellow companions within the tomato industry who have been exploited for many years.
Y en sí la organización es una organización que está formado por trabajadores agrícolas.
The Coalition of Immokalee Workers is a farm worker organization.
En su mayoría, guatemaltecos, mexicanos y haitianos.
Primarily comprised of Mexicans, Guatemalans, and Haitians.
Quienes trabajamos en los campos de la Florida, dentro de lo que es cosechar los tomates y diferentes otros vegetales que se producen acá en la Florida.
And we work here in Florida harvesting tomatoes as well as other types of vegetables and fruits.
Dentro de las condiciones o dentro de lo que es la historia de la organización se ha buscado desde hace ya, desde los 93-95, cuando se formó, era para mejorar las condiciones y los salarios que se venían recibiendo.
When our organization first began around 1993, it was because tomato pickers wanted to come together to address the violence and the other abuses that they were confronting.
Y dentro de eso, la organización inicia por parte de seis miembros, seis personas, reuniéndose dentro de un cuarto de una iglesia allá en Immokalee.
There, a local church in Immokalee lent us a room, and six workers began to gather to discuss these sorts of issues.
Las condiciones que uno enfrenta, que uno enfrentaba en el pasado y que aún hoy en día aún siguen existiendo, vienen siendo lo que es los salarios bajos.
And so something that has lasted for far too long are the low wages that farm workers receive within Florida.
Salarios, por ejemplo, de 50 centavos por una cubeta de tomate. Esto ha estado estancado desde los años 78 hasta hoy en día.
Farm workers receive 50 cents for every tomato bucket that they harvest. And that's a wage that has remained, a piece rate that has remained stagnant since 1978.
En el pasado, el día de cada trabajador iniciaba desde las 4 o 5 de la mañana, desde saliendo de su lugar de vivienda, llegando a los hacia el parqueadero, yendo hasta los campos, a veces llegando a las 6 y media o 7 de la mañana dentro de los campos.
Until recently, farm workers' days began usually around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, where they would go to get work, get on a bus, and it might be 6:30 or so by the time they finally get to the farm.
Para cada trabajador en el pasado era de estar dentro de la compañía 3-4 horas esperando que los tomates o la planta se secara, porque muchas veces, así como está el día de hoy, está nublado, está lloviznando, las compañías no quieren que uno empiece a trabajar en el momento que llega.
And as was the case, one must wait, you know, many hours, sometimes 3 hours, for the dew to dry on the plants. And if it's a day like this, the crew leaders aren't going to have you harvesting tomatoes until the plants are completely dry. So you'd have to wait it out.
Pero ese tiempo que uno pasa en el dentro de la compañía, la compañía no le está pagando al trabajador por el tiempo que pasa a comparación como es en otra industria que llegando uno ya empieza a ganar.
And unlike other jobs where once you get to work you start being paid for the time that you're there, within the tomato industry it had been the case that all those hours that you would sit and wait for the dew to dry on the plants, you weren't paid for, you were paid per bucket.
Y cuando uno empieza, está empezando entre 10, de 9 a 10 de la mañana el trabajo, y es la herramienta que ustedes ven, esta cubeta acá.
So on a typical day, it might be 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning when finally you start making money for the day, and this is the tool that you're given to accomplish that.
Muchas veces pasando 10 horas dentro de las compañías, y muchas veces para uno ni tan siquiera está ganando lo que es el salario mínimo que el Estado estaba garantizando para el trabajador.
And so you may spend 10 hours harvesting tomatoes, and still you're not paid the minimum wage that under Florida law you should be entitled to.
El salario ha estado estancado mientras que la inflación de vida o el precio de los productos hoy en día ha venido aumentando año tras año.
And the piece rate that they've been paying has virtually remained stagnant, while we know that inflation has continued to rise over the past few decades.
Y dentro de eso, yo quiero preguntarle a ustedes que están aquí presentes el día de hoy.
For example, let me ask you all a question.
¿Cuánto costaba una soda o un refresco en los años 78?
In 1978, how much was a can of soda? No one was alive in 78, I take it.
Haciendo un poquito de memoria, ¿cuánto más o menos costaba en estos años?
So what do you think? How much back in 1978 roughly was a 25 cents? 25 centavos. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. 25 centavos. Una idea. Pero en el pasado el trabajador igual ganaba un promedio de 45 o 50 centavos por la cubeta.
And so in 1978 it was true that farm workers made between 40 to 50 cents per bucket.
Eso quiere decir de que un trabajador haciendo dos cubetas se ganaba dos refrescos.
Which is to say, if you harvest a bucket of tomatoes, you're able to buy yourself two cans of soda back in 1978.
Hoy en día, ¿cuánto vale?
But today, how much is a can of soda? $1.25?
Hoy en día, el trabajador tiene que recoger casi tres cubetas para poder ganarse un refresco.
And so today, a worker must harvest nearly three buckets of tomatoes just to buy themselves a can of soda.
O lo que era en el pasado también, el salario estaba entre los, creo que 3.85 o 4.35, por ahí estaba el salario, en los años 90.
¿Cómo? ¿Por la hora?
Por la hora.
And so back in those days too, the minimum wage was, closer to $4 an hour was the minimum wage.
En el pasado, un trabajador podía recoger 8 cubetas durante una hora para poder ganarse el salario mínimo.
And at those times, workers would have to harvest 8 buckets of tomatoes to make the equivalent of minimum wage.
Hoy estando el salario 7.31, el trabajador agrícola tiene que trabajar doblemente o recogiendo los tomates, recogiendo 18 a 20 cubetas de tomate para poder ganar los 7.31 que está pagando el Estado.
But now that the minimum wage has actually risen up to, over $7, a worker actually must harvest twice that amount to make the equivalent of minimum wage compared to what they did 30 years ago.
Nos damos cuenta cómo el salario por hora, la inflación de los productos, ha venido en aumento, pero el salario del trabajador se está recibiendo lo mismo que los años 78.
And so what we've seen is that while inflation has continued to rise, our wages have remained stagnant.
Dentro de eso, como trabajadores, no contamos con los derechos básicos que debieran de existir, que debieran de ser respetados dentro del trabajo.
And as farm workers, we don't have many of the basic rights that should exist for all laborers.
Y sin duda ustedes conocen alguno de los beneficios que dan las compañías cuando uno está trabajando dentro de estas.
¿Es una pregunta? Sí. Mm-hmm. For example, what are some of the normal benefits that a worker has here in the United States? What are some typical benefits that workers might have? Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Salud. Desempleo. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Días de vacación.
Retirement.
Jubilación.
Overtime.
Pagos
por las tierras.
Exactly. That's a good.
Hay muchos beneficios que existen dentro de lo que es el trabajo de la industria agrícola. Ningún beneficio de esto se implementa para el trabajador.
That's right. All of these benefits exist for many other jobs throughout the United States. None of them exist for farm workers, by and large, here in Florida.
Hemos visto casos donde compañeros se han enfermado a consecuencia de las pesticidas dentro del trabajo.
We've seen situations where farm workers become sick due to pesticides misapplied in the fields.
Y lo que ha hecho la compañía es el trabajador pide uno o dos días de descanso para ir a la clínica en Immokalee para tratar lo que a veces es un dolor de cabeza o es un mareo, para tratar eso.
And the farm worker may be dizzy, may have pain within their head, and so they'll ask permission to take a day or two off to be able to go to the clinic in Immokalee to get help for that.
Y lo que sucede en estos casos, la compañía ya no lo vuelve a recibir al trabajador, lo despide desde este momento.
And what frequently happens is that worker then is not hired back to the farm. They lose their job as a result.
O lo que las mujeres también han venido enfrentando por décadas, el acoso sexual por parte de los contratistas.
And likewise, women who for many decades have had to endure sexual harassment on behalf of the crew leaders.
Para eso, para esos problemas que han venido surgiendo desde hace muchos años, hemos visto como las condiciones normales dentro del trabajo que uno enfrenta, el no derecho a organizarse, el salario que ha estado estancado por el trabajador, todo eso da raíz a lo que hoy en día aún sigue existiendo, lo que es esclavitud moderna.
And so the everyday abuses that we've described, the prevalence of sexual harassment, stagnant wages, lack of voice, lack of basic rights, all of that is the root of more extreme types of abuse, which is literally modern-day slavery.
Esclavitud donde los compañeros, en algunos casos, han venido siendo encadenados.
These are cases of slavery where workers have actually literally been in chains.
O en muchas ocasiones eran encerrados dentro de un camión de yugo si ellos trataban de escapar. El contratista les pegaba, los encadenaba.
There is a recent slavery case in Immokalee where workers were literally chained up, locked in the back of cargo trucks, beaten brutally by their crew leaders.
En este caso también el contratista vendía una cubeta de agua a cada trabajador pagando $5, o la comida lo tenían que comprar con el mismo contratista a un precio mucho más caro.
And these workers that were held against their will, when they were given a bucket of water for showering, or if they were given food, an amount of money would be deducted from the amount that they allegedly made from doing the working.
Este caso no lo vengo a decir yo que es un caso de esclavitud. Cuando estos compañeros se escapan de estas situaciones, algunos de ellos van directamente hacia la oficina de la coalición y algunos van a la policía.
And so it's not me that's saying this is a slavery case. When these workers actually escaped from the cargo truck within which they had been locked, they had went directly to the office of the coalition as well as to the sheriff's office.
Desde ese entonces se empieza a trabajar junto con la policía para investigar. Y este caso se llevó a las cortes de Fort Myers, donde la corte declara que es un caso de esclavitud moderna por el sistema que los trabajadores estaban siendo tratados.
From that point, the coalition worked closely with the local police to investigate and prosecute this case. In federal court in Fort Myers, it was actually the federal court that declared this a modern-day slavery operation where workers were not free to leave.
En los últimos 13 años, 9 casos de esclavitud moderna ya han existido en los campos.
In the last 13 years here in Florida agriculture, there have been 9 federally prosecuted slavery operations.
6 de estos casos, la organización ha ayudado a la policía a investigar directamente estos casos de esclavitud moderna.
6 of those 9 cases, the coalition has been involved in terms of investigations and working closely with the police to help aid the prosecution.
Para cambiar este sistema que ha tenido la industria agrícola, nos hemos organizado buscando una alternativa, buscando la manera como corporaciones que sacan la mayor ganancia del sudor del trabajador, pidiendo a ellos que ayuden a pagar un poco más por los vegetales.
And so we need an alternative. We need a way to change these things. And so what we decided is to look to the companies that are making the biggest profit of anyone of this system of exploitation, and to ask for their help to help put a stop to it.
Y nuestras peticiones a estas corporaciones ha venido siendo que ellos paguen un premio, que ellos paguen un poco más por los tomates que están comprando de los campos donde trabajamos, y que este aumento la compañía agrícola pueda distribuirlo a los trabajadores.
And part of the solution is asking for these companies, these retailers, to pay just a little bit more for their tomatoes to then be distributed by the growers onto the workers to help lift their wages.
También pedimos que las corporaciones ayuden a crear e implementar un código de conducta donde haya cero tolerancia en la esclavitud y cero tolerancia al acoso sexual que sí existe en los campos.
We also called on these retailers to sign agreements with zero tolerance provisions within their code of conduct for sexual harassment as well as forced labor.
Y también buscamos que las corporaciones nos escuchen a nosotros como trabajadores dentro de este programa.
And the third thing is that we ask for these companies to respect us as farm workers and have us as part of these discussions.
Desde el 2001, cuando se lanzó oficialmente la campaña por comida justa, nos enfocamos directamente con Taco Bell.
In 2001, we launched our campaign called the Campaign for Fair Food, and we began with Taco Bell.
Taco Bell fue la primera corporación que se negó. Fueron 4 años de resistencia y fueron 4 años que trabajadores, personas de iglesias, personas de la comunidad, estudiantes se involucraron en favor de los trabajadores y que juntos logramos que Taco Bell viniera a la mesa.
And for 4 years, Taco Bell resisted these 3 things that we were asking them. But we began to build support among congregations, among students, among community members, and continue to be persistent. And after 4 years of a boycott, Taco Bell agreed to all 3 of those provisions.
Dentro de nuestras situaciones, hemos estado buscando la solidaridad por parte de los consumidores, por parte de los miembros de la comunidad.
And so we've been looking for solidarity with other consumers within the community to help to build this campaign.
Y es lo que hemos logrado, solidaridad, entender lo que es la solidaridad y estar dispuestos a pedir a las corporaciones a que puedan ayudar a eliminar en parte de lo que es la pobreza de los trabajadores agrícolas.
And with this solidarity, we're able to leverage the support of the consumers to get the companies to help put a stop to the root cause of these problems and the poverty that farm workers face.
Después de que Taco Bell viniera a la mesa a firmar un acuerdo, también seguimos nuestra campaña con McDonald's y que hoy en día hemos logrado ya tener 9 corporaciones trabajando con nosotros.
And after Taco Bell signed onto the agreement, we continued forward with other retailers, and to this date, we now have 9 companies from the fast food and food service industry that have signed on.
Tenemos los 4 grandes de comida rápida, los 4 que proveen la comida dentro de hospitales, universidades, y también está Whole Foods, que es un supermercado, que sin duda ustedes lo conocen, que ya está apoyando este programa por comida justa.
So now the 4 largest fast food companies, McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, as well as Yum Brands, which owns KFC, Pizza Hut, Long John Silver's, they have all signed on to the agreement. He said, likewise, the 4 of the largest food service providers, which are the companies that have contracts with schools, hospitals, convention centers, have likewise signed on to these agreements. And only Whole Foods is the lone supermarket to be a signatory.
Dentro de nuestra alegría de compartir estos logros que hemos alcanzado como trabajadores, también como comunidad, y esto también a diferentes iglesias por siempre endorsar o apoyar en alguna protesta que realizamos, estos cambios ya se empiezan a reflejar dentro de los campos agrícolas.
And as a result of this work of building the campaign and especially enlisting the support of various congregations, we've been able to see this change reflected in the fields.
Dentro de los cambios que ya se están viendo, el trabajador, por ejemplo, en noviembre del año pasado, vinieron los rancheros a la mesa a firmar un acuerdo para que el código de conducta, que incluye varios derechos básicos para el trabajador, se empezaran a implementar en los campos. Esto empezó en noviembre del año pasado.
This past November, the Florida Tomato Growers Exchange, which represents 90% of the tomato farms here in the state, reached an agreement with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers to extend broad protections and protect the rights of farm workers across the state.
Y en eso, el trabajador empezó a recibir un aumento dentro de su salario.
And that is when farm workers began to receive a wage increase within their payment.
También se empezaron a poner parte de las compañías, se empezaron a poner sombras, algo que en el pasado no había sombras. Compañías agrícolas empezaron a colocar sombras con mesas para que los trabajadores, cuando es la hora de comida, ellos pueden caminar a una mesa, o cuando está haciendo bastante calor aquí en la Florida, si ellos se sienten agotados o cansados, puedan ellos sentarse bajo la sombra.
As a result of this agreement with the Florida Tomato Growers Exchange, likewise, shade tents were installed on farms as well, so that during lunch breaks, workers wouldn't need to sit under the hot sun, but rather could rest there. And likewise, if they were feeling sick or while they were doing work, they could actually rest under the shade as well.
Y también la organización empezamos a hablar con los trabajadores directamente hasta en la compañía, de los nuevos derechos que incluye el código de conducta.
And likewise, the coalition began to go to farms to train workers on the new rights that they have under this Fair Food Code of Conduct that's going into place at farms.
Para que el trabajador entienda lo que es qué tan importante es los derechos. Compartimos este libro que ustedes ven acá, donde dice, conoce tus derechos y responsabilidades bajo el acuerdo de comida justa.
And workers began to learn about the new rights contained within this agreement signed with the growers. This booklet here is something that is being distributed to farms everywhere so that workers can know their rights and what has come as a result of this agreement signed with the farms.
En esta nueva temporada que estamos empezando, esperamos compartir con los trabajadores estos derechos que vamos a repartir también cerca de 50,000 libritos. O sea, 50,000 trabajadores se están viendo beneficiados con este programa.
And so we've printed 50,000 of these booklets that will now be distributed to tomato pickers all across the state when we go on the farm and actually train them on company time and on the actual premises of the new rights that are contained within this agreement that goes into effect this season.
Dentro de esto está lo que es el derecho de tener sombra, el derecho de tener control cuando o de salud y seguridad, formar comités dentro de los campos.
So it talks about their rights to shade. It also talks about their rights to form committees to protect the health and safety of the farm workers there.
O quejarse sin miedo cuando hay algún problema que esté sucediendo dentro del trabajo.
The other part is a complaint resolution system, to be able to file a complaint without fear of consequences if you suffer an abuse.
También algo que en el pasado no era, las compañías no lo hacían, como lo mencionábamos, llegaba uno a las 6:30 o 7 de la mañana, era que el trabajador no tenía control de las horas que pasa dentro de las compañías.
Another issue that had long been a problem is that farm workers weren't actually paid by the hour that they're on the farm, but rather by the bucket.
Hoy en día estamos, dentro del acuerdo hemos pedido que haya una máquina de hora para controlar lo que es el salario mínimo del trabajador.
And another part of these agreements, again, that are going into effect at 90% of the farms this in the coming weeks across the state, is a time clock.
Hoy en día el trabajador al llegar agarra su tarjeta y lo poncha por uno mismo, directamente el trabajador, no el contratista ni la compañía.
And so now, when you get to work as a tomato picker, you actually clock in when you get to work, and you clock out when you leave, so that all of your hours are official. And it's not the boss that's clocking you in. It's not your crew leader that's clocking you in. It's you yourself that clocks in to ensure your hours are counted for.
Si el trabajador no lograra sacar el salario mínimo que es por cubeta, porque dentro del trabajo no se paga por las horas, se paga por la cantidad de cubeta que uno hace.
And so what that means is, as we mentioned, that you're paid by the bucket, not by the hour within the tomato industry. And so if you don't harvest enough buckets to surpass the minimum wage,
la compañía que está bajo el acuerdo está automáticamente de acuerdo de que tiene que pagarle por lo menos al trabajador durante la semana el salario mínimo.
These farms then must pay you at least the minimum wage for every hour that you're on the farm, which is the first time ever.
Y esto para las familias trae muchos beneficios.
And for farm-working families, this brings a lot of joy and benefits.
En el pasado habíamos escuchado por parte de algunas madres de familia que dicen, yo salí a las 4 de la mañana de mi casa y llegué a las 9 o 10 de la noche en mi casa, de regreso.
¿A qué hora?
A las 4 de la mañana y regresaba.
So that's the way. And so there's one woman in the community who is a mother, and she told us that until recently she would wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work and many times not even get back off the bus until 9 o'clock in the evening.
Y el día siguiente a veces el hijo de la señora le decía, mi mamá no llegó en la noche.
And that woman's son said, little son said, I guess my mother never came home last night.
Su mamá sí llegó, solamente que pasó casi todo su tiempo en la compañía y sin que le mostrara su amor, sin que mostrara su cariño o pasara tiempo con su familia.
But the truth is that woman did come home, it's just the boy was asleep and she had spent the majority of the day at work and she didn't have the chance to demonstrate her love and her affection for her child because he was asleep.
Hoy en día, con este acuerdo que se está empezando a implementar en los campos, nos hemos dado cuenta que las familias o los trabajadores están yendo hacia los campos hasta las 9, las 8 o las 9 de la mañana.
But what we've seen is that these agreements, and let me just add a little bit here, when the agreement was signed in November, what they decided to do was to implement it at just a few of the largest farms in the state to develop the necessary protocols and procedures for then expanding it across the industry in the coming weeks. And so that's why it may seem a little confusing. So what he said is this past season, when they began to implement this clock-in system at a few of these farms, the woman said that she didn't have to arrive to work until... Okay, what did the name get? And so it was at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning as opposed to these pre-dawn hours.
Y eso en las mañanas para las familias da tiempo de pasar un poco más tiempo con los hijos o en algunos casos hacen los padres poder caminar con sus hijos hacia la parada del autobús para que los lleve a la escuela o directamente algunos padres caminan hasta la escuela con sus hijos.
And what that signified for families in Immokalee that we've seen firsthand is that now with the clock-in system, the farms don't want for tomato pickers to go and then be paid for just, you know, sitting to wait for the dew to dry. So what that's meant is that families have been able to spend time with their children in the morning, actually have breakfast together. Some cases, the workers will walk their kids to the bus stop or even all the way to the school itself and then go to work after that.
Como lo mencionamos, está garantizado por lo menos el salario mínimo de cada trabajador.
And as we mentioned, they're also guaranteed minimum wage for every hour they're working.
Cambios importantes que hoy... las familias están gozando debido a la campaña por comida justa y al apoyo de toda la comunidad que ha hecho posible que las corporaciones pagaran el aumento que estamos pidiendo los trabajadores.
And these are tangible changes that have been made as a result of the campaign. Now that companies have committed their purchasing power to help improve conditions and also to pay a little bit more to increase workers' wages.
Ha habido tantos cambios que se está viendo en esta industria, pero lastimosamente estos cambios que se están viendo ahora han venido siendo amenazados por la resistencia que están poniendo los demás supermercados.
But unfortunately, these important changes are being put in jeopardy and threatened by the resistance of supermarkets' refusal to participate.
Y es por eso nuestra campaña aquí en la Florida está enfocado en Publix.
And that's for that reason that we are trying here in Florida to get Publix to be part of these agreements.
Tenemos más de dos años haciéndole el llamado a este supermercado a reconocer, ¿verdad?, el trabajo que realizan las familias, a reconocer que para eliminar los abusos, incluyendo la esclavitud, es necesario eliminar primero la pobreza.
And for 2 years, we've been asking for Publix to sit down with us and recognize the dignity of the farm worker, and for them also to realize that the reason that extreme abuses can continue to transpire are the lack of rights and the poverty that persists throughout the industry.
Hemos hecho diferentes acciones en Lakeland, en Tampa, y recientemente estuvimos también desde nuestras bicicletas, que es nuestro único medio de movilización allá en Immokalee, porque no, por los salarios que recibimos, no tenemos esa capacidad de poder comprarnos un carro. Entonces, nuestro único transporte es una bicicleta.
For many years, we've been writing letters to Publix to ask them to meet with us. And we've been organizing different sorts of pickets and other types of events to catch their attention in Tampa and Lakeland, where they're headquartered. And recently, some people may have seen that a number of us rode our bicycles from Immokalee to Publix's corporate headquarters in Lakeland, a little over 230 miles, to invite the CEO to come meet with the coalition. And the reason we went on bicycle is because that's a principal mode of transportation for farm workers in Immokalee, whose wages are so low they're unable to purchase a car.
Y lastimosamente, caminando o manejando nuestras bicicletas por 200 millas, llegamos a Lakeland con la decepción de que no nos recibe al señor que estábamos invitándolo directamente para que vaya a Immokalee y que de su propia experiencia pueda ver nuestras condiciones y que se comprometía a apoyar lo que es la campaña por comida justa.
But lamentably, despite our efforts to try to invite the CEO to Immokalee to see firsthand the situation that farm workers face and the opportunity for Publix to be part of the solution, when we arrived, he refused to see us, and so we weren't able to meet with him.
Queremos también pedir a ustedes, alguien de los que están de ustedes, si me puede ayudar. Esto es un café que se ha comprado en tiendas de Greenwise de Publix.
And so I'd like to have a volunteer perhaps to come up here and read for us the side of this bag, which we bought at Publix. It's Publix's Greenwise coffee. So is there anyone that would be willing to come?
¿Algún voluntario que quiera?
Quizás si vayas por allá. ¿Tú sabes cuál lado es?
Sí.
Okay. And so again, this is Publix's brand of coffee, Publix Greenwise coffee.
Okay, it says fair trade is only fair. Oh, Along with being organic, we're proud to say that this coffee is fair trade. Why? Because fair trade prices help small farmers provide employees with livable wages and work conditions, which fosters the same values we do, community, well-being, and a nicer world. Publix's guarantee, we will never knowingly disappoint you. If for some reason your purchase does not give you complete satisfaction, the full purchase price will be cheerfully refunded immediately upon request.
All right, thank you.
Sin duda recuerdan lo que dicen lo que es la garantía de Publix.
So people heard the Publix guarantee at the end also? And what was it? Yeah, and it's, we will never knowingly disappoint you, is the Publix guarantee.
Que no decepcionaría a los consumidores, más que todo.
That they won't disappoint their customers is their commitment.
Y que en esta parte también dice que apoya a los trabajadores y que apoya también a los ranchos donde se produce el café.
And here on the side they say that they support fair trade and paying more to growers so that they can pass on that money to supplement the poverty wages of the pickers.
Para nosotros como trabajadores, Publix apoyando lo que es el café que podría ser que viene de Guatemala o de otro país. Eso es un paso bien importante parte de ellos.
And we as workers, when we see this, that Publix has made that commitment to workers in Guatemala, we think this is an important step.
Pero la pregunta que nos hacemos los trabajadores y las familias que nos encontramos acá en la Florida, donde está Publix, ¿por qué a nosotros como trabajadores que hacemos lo posible que los tomates lleguen a sus tiendas, nos ha negado esa plática?
But for those of us as farm workers who live in the same state as Publix's leaders, we must ask ourselves, why is it that we are ignored and why they won't do the exact same thing to help our families?
Somos parte, como ellos lo dicen, que son parte de o apoyan a las familias. ¿Qué hay de las familias que hacen posible que los productos los vegetales estén llegando a sus tiendas?
But it's our families that are the ones that make possible the vegetables and fruits that are sold in their stores.
Hoy en día es necesario de hacerles saber a Publix que los cambios que ahora se están reflejando en la industria agrícola son importantes, pero también es importante que ellos hagan su parte.
And so it's important what Publix is doing here with Fair Trade Coffee, but it's likewise essential that they support these other programs to help support tomato pickers.
Y la razón por qué para nosotros como trabajadores viene siendo importante que Publix haga su parte es, por ejemplo, si dentro de los rancheros pasara un caso de esclavitud o un caso de acoso sexual. Supermercados como Publix no puede utilizar su poder de compra para cortar a su compra o para decir a esta compañía que si está pasando esta violación al código de conducta o que si está pasando estas violaciones en los campos, no ellos puedan cortar su compra.
And so why this is important is because Publix refuses to use its purchasing power to take a stand against slavery and against sexual harassment. Under these agreements, if there is a forced labor operation that surfaces, all of the companies that we named have to cut their purchases from the farmers that transpired. Publix refuses to make that same commitment.
Lo que hacemos con este programa de comida justa es que las corporaciones y las compañías y los trabajadores nos comprometamos a que el cambio se empiece a reflejarse dentro del trabajo.
And so through this partnership of consumers and growers and retailers, we're able to use our collective power to create changes in the fields.
Entonces, por eso para nosotros, la resistencia de los supermercados es una amenaza para el acuerdo que hemos logrado hoy en día.
And that's why the supermarket's refusal to take part in these agreements is a real threat to this new program.
Y es por eso que estamos siguiendo nosotros pidiendo a ellos a que puedan a participar, a que puedan ellos apoyar lo que es esta campaña y que puedan también ellos pagar el premio que estamos pidiendo o el aumento que estamos pidiendo como trabajadores.
Versus ganancias el año pasado. Or...
Sí.
Yeah, and we know that Publix is able to do this sort of thing. They've just chosen not to. That they could use their purchasing power to help.
Mientras que en mi pueblo aún se sigue recibiendo salarios bajos, mientras que en mi pueblo aún hay explotación. Por ejemplo, en el año pasado Publix ganó más de 25 millones de dólares solo en ganancias.
Yeah, and so this last year, for example, in my community, I know that there's still exploitation, there's also abuse. And last year, Publix had over $25 billion of revenue.
Entonces, por eso, estamos siguiendo, pidiendo que ellos puedan apoyar lo que es el aumento para eliminar en parte la pobreza que se está viviendo en la Florida, más que todo, porque la industria agrícola incluye toda la Florida.
And so that's why we'd like for them to be part of the solution to helping to eliminate poverty for farm workers here in Florida.
El 90% de los tomates que son consumidos a nivel nacional provienen de nuestro estado.
90% of the fresh tomatoes that are consumed in the United States during these coming months come from Florida.
Entonces por eso que queremos que no solo Publix sino los demás supermercados que también estamos haciendo el llamado a que puedan ellos apoyar esta campaña por comida justa que hoy en día está ya a reflejándose en los cambios dentro de las familias o dentro de cada trabajador.
And so while here in Florida we're asking for Publix to join on to these agreements, likewise in other parts of the country we're asking for supermarkets to lend their support to this change to help farm worker families.
Y queremos también invitarlos a ustedes. Nuestro propósito también es siempre formar alianzas que ustedes entiendan, ¿verdad?, la necesidad que tenemos como trabajadores, pero también como consumidores, ¿de qué manera pueden ustedes pedir a Publix, a los encargados, a que ellos puedan también ser la voz y decir de que, bueno, tienen que firmar un acuerdo la corporación? Tenemos un evento para este domingo 13 de noviembre.
And so we're, of course, looking for alliances. That's why we're here, looking to work in partnership and solidarity with others, and so that we can collectively raise up our voices to ask for Publix to likewise be part of these agreements. And so we want to extend an invitation.
Esta invitación es para este domingo, 13 de noviembre, donde vamos a tener una protesta en frente de un Publix que apenas está abriendo.
And that's next Sunday on the 13th at the Publix that will be opening this coming week down on 41, just south of downtown.
Esto es con el mismo fin, ¿verdad?, de que ellos puedan entender que más la comunidad está envuelta y también está... ha aprendido de las condiciones y que está dispuesto también a usar su poder como consumidor para que juntos podamos transformar la industria.
And we know that we can together use our influence as consumers to transform the industry.
Como lo decimos, las victorias alcanzadas de las nueve corporaciones no solamente es de trabajadores, es de toda una comunidad que se ha que ha mostrado su apoyo a los trabajadores. Y es por eso que los logros que ahora estamos recibiendo los trabajadores los compartimos con todos ustedes.
And so the triumph of getting nine multi-billion-dollar food companies to reach these agreements and to help to improve conditions doesn't belong just to the coalition. It belongs to the unity of so many people that have come together to convince these companies to come on board. And so likewise, the changes that we're seeing in the field aren't the result of one organization, but rather the collective efforts of congregations, community groups, students, and others to demand a more humane agricultural industry.
Esta lucha no es solo de una persona.
It's not a struggle of just one person.
Es de toda una comunidad que ha creído en que los cambios dentro de la industria agrícola son importantes.
It's of one big community that together agree that change within the agriculture industry is necessary and important.
Así que muchas gracias porque sabemos que algunos de ustedes han apoyado ya sea enviando un postal, llevando una carta a las diferentes corporaciones y que hoy en día esas alegrías que de tener el apoyo de las corporaciones son las alegrías que nosotros queremos mostrarles a ustedes y de verdad muchas gracias por su apoyo.
And so we also just want to express our gratitude to all of you who have been there on the picket lines with us, that have written letters to these companies, that have sent postcards, talked to the managers of supermarkets, because these victories truly would have been impossible without all of you, and the changes that we're seeing in the field are directly as a result of the participation of people like you. So thank you.
Thank you, Oscar and Jordan. And we have a question and answer period. How we do it is I take the questions on this side, and Don takes the questions on that side. And since I've got the mic, we start on this side first.
Muchas gracias.
I have one very short question and I guess a longer one. We're talking about boycotting, and I do believe in the power of boycotting. Are we supposed to boycott all the supermarkets or just Publix? Are we supposed to boycott, if it's just Publix, are we supposed to boycott produce and buy everything else there, or just completely boycott it? So yeah, I'm just like, what does the boycott actually physically consist of? The other question I had, when we were talking about the rights that American workers have that the farm workers don't, I was thinking about the kids, the children. What about the children of the farm workers? Are they in the fields also still? I mean, I know they used to be. I'm from Michigan, and there was a lot of that going on there too.
Bueno, creo que la primera pregunta es que nos, como del boicoteo. No hemos todavía llegado a ese extremo con nuestra campaña aquí en la Florida.
For the first question, we actually haven't yet got to the point where we've called for a boycott of any supermarket.
Hemos tenido la paciencia de mostrarle a Publix que nuestras condiciones que suceden dentro del campo también es responsabilidad de ellos que puedan apoyar. Y hemos esperado y queremos seguir esperando, ¿verdad? A ver cuánto tiempo ellos se decidan a hacer lo correcto.
And so we've exercised a great degree of patience in terms of not kind of getting to that degree yet, but rather trying to continue to build up a campaign to encourage Publix to come on board before it becomes necessary to call for an actual boycott.
Pero cuando decidamos de hacer un boicoteo con este supermercado, nosotros vamos a venir y vamos a comunicarles a ustedes directamente como se debe de hacer o lo vamos a hacer también como conferencia de prensa ahí.
But if the time does come for a boycott, the coalition will try to make that very clear and have a press conference and try to come directly to communities to invite them to not shop there.
Pero por ahora, si tienen la oportunidad de llevar un postal, una carta, cuando van a realizar sus compras, sería bueno. Solamente estamos buscando que por parte de los consumidores también ellos vayan y entreguen esta petición.
But what we would invite you to do is on the table there's actually a letter to the manager. Then if you want to go to Publix and you're buying things, you get asked to speak to the manager and share your support for the campaign. Likewise with postcards, she has one in her hand there. Also, when we were at the table, I'm adding this part. When we were at the table, a woman who came in told us that when she goes to Publix, she always fills out on the suggestion box and says, pay those tomato pickers more, you know, to help increase their wages and sign on to the code of conduct. So all of those things are ways that we can continue to encourage Publix on board without necessarily having to stop buying there.
Y dentro de lo que es si hay niños en el trabajo aquí en la Florida, últimamente no hemos escuchado casos similares.
With respect to children in the fields, we haven't heard too many of those sorts of cases reported where we're at.
Pero hace dos años atrás, por parte de un muchacho, digo yo, un joven de 14, 15 años, yo mismo lo escuché decir de que él tuvo que ir a trabajar sábado y domingo dentro de los campos.
But for my part, I know a boy who's probably 14 or 15 years old who told us that he would go work on Saturdays and Sundays.
Y la razón de esta es porque el muchacho quería un par de zapatos y los padres de él que trabajaban en los campos agrícolas con el salario que estaban recibiendo no era suficiente para complacer a su niño y comprarle el par de zapatos.
And the reason is that he needed a new pair of shoes, and both of his parents are farm workers, so they didn't make sufficient money for him to be able to buy one or buy a pair of shoes, so he needed to go work to earn that.
Entonces él se vio obligado a ir a trabajar para poder ganar sus zapatos, el muchacho.
So that he was obligated to then go do that work to make that possible.
Y como dentro de nuestra reflexión está sí en esta industria, nosotros como trabajadores tuviéramos un salario justo y tuviéramos un salario digno, no es necesario involucrar a los niños en este trabajo cuando nosotros podemos darle a ellos lo que necesitan.
And so we feel that if we were paid a dignified modern wage, it wouldn't be necessary for the children of farm worker families to go work in the fields, and that could be a solution.
De mi parte es la única vez que yo escuché aquí en la Florida.
Me personally, that's the only situation I've heard of someone underage working in the fields. in Florida.
Being live. Oh, you got it.
I thought I heard you say that there were three provisions that the company signed on for, but I wasn't clear what those three provisions are. I wonder if you'd repeat that.
Sure. ¿Qué son las tres como demandas básicamente que tenía para las corporaciones que han firmado?
Es el aumento de salario que estamos pidiendo, que este bono vaya directamente a que vaya a las compañías y que las compañías lo vayan a distribuir al en los campos.
The first one is that these retailers pay a premium which would be distributed as a bonus to the farm workers so that they would have an increase of a penny per pound.
Ese es uno, y también lo que es el código de conducta donde hay el cero tolerancia a la esclavitud y cero tolerancia al acoso sexual.
The second piece is that the retailers have a supplier code of conduct where they have a zero tolerance provisions for forced labor and sexual harassment and other abuses.
Y la voz del trabajador que se ha escuchado por parte de las corporaciones.
And the third part is the voice of the farm workers, that the farm workers actually have a seat at the table for all of this.
Estas demandas han sido aceptadas por las nueve corporaciones que hoy con quienes hoy estamos trabajando juntos.
And so the nine corporations that we mentioned earlier have signed on to all three of these parts. Mm-hmm. And just to be clear, if I might, there's basically three principal sectors of tomato retail. You have fast food, food service, and supermarkets. And so again, to kind of review, the leaders of the fast food and the food service industry are now on board. The only remaining sector are the supermarkets. And you might imagine across the country, major grocers have their eyes on Publix because Publix, of course, dominates the whole southeastern United States grocery market. And they're saying, well, look, if Publix refuses to sign onto these agreements, if Publix won't, you know, pay their portion to help lift wages with this bonus system, and if Publix won't only buy their tomatoes from farms that are compliant with the code of conduct, why should we as Kroger, as Walmart, or as Trader Joe's have to likewise follow suit? Which is why it's not just an issue of getting one more company on this list of those that support, but rather, we need to get the supermarkets on board to truly transform the industry. And that's why their resistance and their holding out threatens to undermine these fragile gains which have been made by getting the fast food and the food service industry leaders on board with the campaign.
What is the justification that the supermarkets, particularly Publix, give for not signing on to these agreements?
Great question. ¿Por qué Publix dice que no quiere participar en los acuerdos?
Bueno, dentro de lo que ellos han estado diciendo, uno es, por ejemplo, la vez pasada, parte de los aliados que con quien hemos tenido pláticas como esta, ellos decidieron hacer una protesta, creo que en Alabama, y luego un reportero le pregunta como al personal de lo que es, quiénes estaban dentro del supermercado de Publix, que qué opinaba de la protesta y qué opina del tema de trabajadores agrícolas.
So last December there was a group, actually including Unitarian Universalists near Daphne, Alabama, I believe they're from the Panhandle, along with students and others who decided to have a peaceful picket outside of the grand opening of a Publix there in Daphne, Alabama. And there a Publix spokesman was asked why the company did not want to participate in these agreements by a local reporter.
La respuesta de este señor, de esta persona fue que las atrocidades que pasan de los campos no es negocio de ellos, que a lo mejor el gobierno debe de intervenir.
And the direct quote, which we have memorized as we've had to write it down so often, from the public spokesman, Dwayne Stevens, was, quote, if there's some atrocities going on, it's not our business. Maybe it's something the government should be involved with.
Nosotros como organización hemos recibido el apoyo de personajes del gobierno como Hillary Clinton, Hilda Solís, que ha llegado en Immokalee a ver las condiciones, a ver el trabajo que se realiza.
But ironically, we've been, you know, working closely with the government to train them about modern-day slavery. For example, Secretary Rodham Clinton gave the coalition an award for their work against human trafficking last summer. Secretary of Labor Hilda Solís actually flew down to Immokalee to meet with the coalition to figure out how the Department of Labor could support the coalition's efforts.
Y esta vez Hilda Solís allá en Washington, dentro de lo que cuando se reconoció que en Estados Unidos sí existe la esclavitud moderna, dentro de eso dijo ella que también que las corporaciones tienen esa obligación de apoyar para cambiar lo que son lo que son la lo que es la pobreza y lo que son los casos de esclavitud que aquí en Estados Unidos existe.
Nomás voy a dar un poco de contexto. And just to give a little bit of context to his statement, he was talking about something that Hillary Rodham Clinton recently said. Every year, the United States federal government releases what's called the Trafficking in Persons Report, or the TIP Report, and they give this award, the TIP Award, to organizations across the world that are working to combat human trafficking. And this was the first year, this past year, where the federal government actually acknowledged that forced labor transpires right here in the United States. And as part of that acknowledgement, they gave the TIP Award to the Coalition of Immokalee Workers because as part of the six cases that Oscar alluded to, over 1,000 farm workers here in Florida have been released from situations of forced labor. And actually, at times, the coalition has actually infiltrated the slavery operations, going undercover to gather evidence that can then later be used in court to prosecute the captors of these operations. And for that reason, they received this award by Secretary Rodham Clinton. So what he said is that Secretary Rodham Clinton even announced during the presentation on behalf of the federal government of ways to combat human trafficking that the corporations must be accountable. Those that are making a profit and know that within their supply chain forced labor is transpiring have to be a part of the solution and not just turn a blind eye to it.
Pero también dentro de lo que es la respuesta de Publix que ha venido siendo es de que ellos están diciendo que esto es una disputa laboral.
But another issue that Publix continues to say in the media is, well, this is a labor dispute.
Y nuestra respuesta siempre decir que no es disputa laboral, es solución a los problemas que se enfrentan dentro del trabajo.
And what we say is, there is no labor dispute, this is a solution that exists to the problems that exist within the industry.
Porque ya tenemos a las 9 corporaciones y tenemos a los rancheros trabajando juntos.
Because we have 9 leading retailers, 90% of the farms in the state working together with the farm workers.
Y también nosotros como trabajadores nos hacemos la pregunta, ¿por qué ellos se rehúsan a trabajar con nosotros?
And so we as farm workers ask ourselves, why is it that Publix likewise refuses to be part of this collaboration?
No entendemos también nosotros por qué ellos están negándonos como seres humanos, están negándonos como familias que somos y que también formamos parte de sus ganancias de esta corporación.
And we don't understand why they refuse to be part of the agreements, why they deny our role within their company of helping to make possible their profits.
Why isn't the government more involved with the growers? We're talking only about retailers. I want to know about the growers and why the government doesn't step in with them.
¿Por qué el gobierno no tiene un papel como más fuerte con los rancheros? ¿Por qué no más regulación por la parte del gobierno con respecto a los rancheros?
Yo creo que si hablamos en términos de esto, vamos a ir, enfoquémonos tal vez hablando un poco de lo que es aquí en la Florida.
So if we look, for example, here at the state of Florida.
Acá el gobernador de la Florida es apoyado en su mayoría de veces por los rancheros.
You know, almost always, the governor of Florida receives a lot of money from the agriculture industry.
Algo que en el pasado, cuando estaba el gobernador Charlie Crist, mostrándole un caso de esclavitud moderna hasta Tallahassee, haciendo en forma de un teatro cómo se fueron tratados los trabajadores, él mandó una carta mostrando su apoyo a lo que estamos haciendo, a los cambios que ya, los cambios que se requieren en la industria agrícola.
Voy a dar un poco más contexto. I'm going to translate that, but I also just want to give a little more context to that too. There was a reporter who actually asked the governor's office what they thought about, you know, all these slavery cases coming out of agriculture. And Governor Charlie Crist, this is about 4 years ago, said, well, you should talk to the Department of Agriculture. And the statement on behalf of the spokesman for the Department of Agriculture says, yes, while it is terrible, we're only talking about a slavery case a year. And so that was the response. It's just a slavery case a year. And so what Oscar was saying is that what we did as farm workers is we actually went to the governor's mansion, or the Puebla Mansión del Gobernador. Uh-huh. We went to Tallahassee where the governor...
haciendo una demostración de lo que fue el séptimo caso de esclavitud.
Where we actually acted out the seventh case of slavery that had then been prosecuted and did a theatrical performance of the details of the most recent slavery case right there in front of the mansion. Yeah. And after that, and then he said what happened next is that Governor Crist decided to meet with the coalition and in fact signed a letter of support for the campaign for fair food as well.
Pero ese apoyo solo hasta ahí llegó. Nunca vimos por parte de él que hiciera esfuerzos para también ser parte y cambiar las leyes del Estado o cambiar leyes que protejan a los trabajadores.
But that letter was somewhat the extent of the support, and that we still haven't seen many laws that have changed things in the same way.
Y si regresamos un poco más en la historia, en los años 30, cuando se empezaron a hacer, se empezaron a distribuir lo que son los derechos laborales, los trabajadores agrícolas y las trabajadoras domésticas, fuimos excluidos del derecho de formar sindicatos dentro del trabajo.
And if we look back to the 1930s, we as farm workers as well as domestic workers were excluded from the National Labor Relations Act, which enables laborers to organize themselves to improve their conditions.
Y es por eso que hoy en día, en medio de la carencia de derechos que tenemos los trabajadores agrícolas, nos hemos organizado fuera del trabajo, transformando hoy en día lo que es la industria agrícola.
And so that's why, as workers, we've decided to organize ourselves not as unions, but rather as a community organization to improve these conditions there. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that answered your question? Okay.
I'm really impressed with the minimum wage action and the bonus. Can you tell us how many people, how many farm workers have been paid that bonus or minimum wage? I'm sorry, I've got to cough. In the last 12 months?
Está muy impresionada con como el sistema de el reloj.
¿Me quieres saber como cuántos trabajadores más o menos han recibido el bono del centavo en los últimos 12 meses?
¿Los últimos 12 meses? Bueno, el bono empieza a correr a partir de noviembre, cuando los rancheros dejan de resistir a venir a la mesa con los trabajadores.
O sea, como pagar el centavo.
Ajá, empezar a pagar el centavo.
Yeah, so up until November of last year, the growers had refused to distribute the monies pledged by the retailers onto the farm workers. So in November is when that began to change.
Está haciendo, bueno, fueron diferentes compañías, tal vez podríamos un número exacto, creo que no lo tengo, pero sí sabemos que son miles de trabajadores quienes están recibiendo el aumento.
And so, well, we don't have an exact figure of how many workers, after November, after that agreement was reached and it began to be implemented at these farms, probably several thousand workers from that point forward began to receive the bonus.
Pero esta nueva temporada, estamos esperando que los 50,000 libritos que vamos a repartir en las compañías, esos 50,000 trabajadores puedan recibir también el aumento.
But we know that this coming season, when the agreement will be extended across the industry, that we will be distributing these 50,000 booklets to the farms all over and educating workers on their rights, that all those workers will likewise be receiving this extra bonus.
Mm-hmm. Y si hay más trabajadores, porque cada poco también en esto las compañías se están moviendo para el norte de la Florida, vamos a ver hasta qué cantidad de trabajadores. Podrían ser 60,000, podrían ser 90,000 trabajadores que van a recibir la educación o el librito, y también esta cantidad de trabajadores puedan recibir el aumento.
And so we know that there's roughly 33,000 farm workers, but there's a lot of turnover, and so it may be up to 60,000, even more workers that will be working within the tomato industry this coming season. And we'll be going to farms all across the state to educate them about all the rights that are contained under this agreement and in this little booklet. And likewise, part of that, of course, is the bonus pledged by these retailers.
Y tal vez este bono hoy en día viene siendo poco, porque solo 9 corporaciones tenemos. Pero también por eso es que seguimos presionando a los supermercados que ellos puedan pagar este bono para que el aumento siga aumentando para cada trabajador.
And the truth is that this wage increase might be pretty small because we only have 9 companies that are participating and passing extra penny, and the supermarkets on board. And it's for that reason that we're going to try to get more grocers to continue to pay this premium to help continue to elevate farm workers' wages.
First of all, it's a follow-up question. Is the coalition actually in possession of this money and responsible for distributing the money that was in escrow, or is that some other organization?
¿Y la coalición tiene acceso al dinero que estuvo en el escrow, o es otra organización que tenía esos fondos de escrow?
Nosotros como organización, porque yo soy parte del staff de la organización, no tenemos acceso a ese dinero.
No, I'm a member of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers staff, and no, we don't have access to any of those escrow monies.
Ese dinero está siendo ahora monitoreado por un tercer partido que está controlando de que el aumento está siendo repartido a los trabajadores.
And there's a third party entity that ensures that money is actually being paid by the retailers to the workers, so it's monitored.
Pero sí, como miembros de la comunidad y como trabajador de la organización, hemos visto a trabajadores que han llegado con su cheque mostrándonos algunos $50, $100, hasta hemos visto un cheque de $150 de aumento o de bono que le ha llegado al trabajador.
But what we've seen in the community is that workers will bring their pay stubs and it'll have a line item for the fair food bonus. And in some workers' checks, it's been $50, $100. Even one person had a bonus of nearly $150 for the week that he worked in the fields.
Muchos de ellos no saben de este programa porque a veces están en estas áreas. Pero nosotros, como miembros de la comunidad y como estamos explicándoles la razón por qué este aumento está llegando al trabajador.
And some of the workers didn't quite realize why it is that they had this bonus in their paychecks. And so part of our work also is to let workers know why it is that this money is coming in. And it's something that we're doing as part of these trainings. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. But sure. My question is about does a given tomato farm sell its entire produce to one through one supply chain so that Taco Bell would know that every worker at that on that farm was due a bonus? Or are tomatoes kind of what I'd call fungible, that no one knows who picked what tomato that was going to be on a Taco Bell taco?
Mm-hmm. All right, let me figure out a quick. ¿Quieres saber cómo, por ejemplo, si un rancho nomás como vende todo su tomate a una compañía como Taco Bell? ¿O cómo es que ellos saben qué porcentaje de los tomates fueron a cuál compañía, la, la, la? So you're saying, you're asking, do farms solely supply to a single company so that way that it's more easy to understand what percentage went there? Entonces, ¿cómo saben cómo, cuál porcentaje de ese rancho fue a Taco Bell para que los trabajadores reciban lo que deben recibir?
Hay una manera como se está llevando el control, es de que las corporaciones ahora están reportando cuánto están comprando en cada rancho.
So now under these agreements, the growers, what they've signed on to with this agreement in November, is to share their records of how many tomatoes they're supplying to which of these companies.
Mm-hmm. Entonces, de esa manera, hay claridad en cada compra que está haciendo cada corporación.
So that there's clarity in the purchasing of all of these companies and who's selling to who and how much.
Y de esa manera está distribuyendo el centavo a todos los trabajadores. Como por ejemplo, si un trabajador pasó los 5 días dentro de la compañía, eso quiere decir de que va a recibir un aumento más que otra persona que solo pasó 2 o 3 días en la compañía.
And so that way it's proportional to the amount of work you do. So if you work for 5 days at this farm, you're going to receive obviously proportional more money than someone that just worked 2 to 3 days in those farms. Mm-hmm. And so also to make it kind of understandable in terms of the importance of getting the supermarkets on board, if you and I, for example, pick for a farm, you know, that supplies solely to Taco Bell, Long John Silver's, KFC, Pizza Hut, Aramark, Sodexo, et cetera, all of these retailers are participating, then that means per bucket, instead of getting 50 cents for this 32-pound bucket, one may get up to 82 cents because that'd be an extra penny per pound. However, if we're harvesting for a farm that only supplies to retailers that are not participating, then there is no bonus to speak of. And so that's why we're trying to continue to get other supermarkets on board to pledge their penny to help to raise the wages also.
Okay. I'd like to ask kind of a follow-up on the question that Pat Liebert asked, which my impression was didn't concern the penny a pound bonus, but rather the alternative payment method, which was agreed to recently. I think she was interested in how many people will receive this equivalent minimum wage payment because they don't pick enough to exceed
that kind of thing.
So you're saying how many people don't harvest enough buckets to surpass the minimum wage?
Right. She was curious as to how many people this would affect or did this past year, will this coming year.
All right. Sorry, I didn't understand the question correctly. Pardon? Two parts? Oh, okay. Ella está curioso de cuántas personas no van a piscar suficientes cubetas para ganar el sueldo mínimo y para ellos, como usando el reloj, les va a beneficiar en vez de los que... ¿Entiendes? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Muchas veces, dentro de lo que es el trabajo de la industria agrícola, existe el primer corte, el segundo corte y el tercer corte de tomate en los campos.
So within the tomato industry, you might get to a field and it's been picked, it's never been picked before, or it's already been picked once, or it's been picked twice.
En el primero y en el segundo, puede hacer que el trabajador pueda sacar solo en cubetas mucho más que el salario mínimo.
And so it could be that if you go into the field and it's the second harvest or the third, then you'll actually be paid more per bucket because there's less tomatoes available to harvest, and then you can surpass minimum wage.
Pero en el tercer corte, por ejemplo, ya la fruta, ya la mayoría ya se ha sacado de la planta.
But when you arrive and it's the third time, you know, there's hardly any tomatoes available at all on the plants.
Y eso, el trabajador cuando llega a veces puede pasar 10 horas dentro de los campos y no va a lograr, no logra ni tan siquiera ganar el salario mínimo.
And so on days like that, you may have spent 10 hours in the fields and yet there's not enough tomatoes to pick to actually reach that minimum wage.
Pero como el trabajador llegando a los campos está ponchando su tarjeta en la entrada y en la salida, entonces al final de cada semana se cuenta las horas, no se paga, ya no, solamente se añadiría, si el trabajador estaba sacando nomás 250 por las cubetas que hizo, se le agrega los otros 40 o un poquito más para completarle lo que es el salario mínimo.
And so that way now when workers clock in and clock out, all those hours will be registered and they'll be able to ensure that they are paid at least that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that really answered your question in terms of quantifying how many people versus, but I'm not sure if those numbers exist. Está curioso como cuántas personas, pero no sé si se sabe eso de... So it sounds like it depends, like when, if you go to the field, it's already been picked many times or it hasn't, so, yeah. Did that answer it? I'm sorry, I don't want it two times now. Sorry, Pat. You're saying in the past? That they'd have to keep records of how many people receive minimum wage as opposed to? Como ahí está, dice que quizás hay records de los ranchos que están participando de los que fueron pagados nomás por las horas, por el sueldo mínimo por hora, en vez de los que fueron pagados por cubeta. I'm not sure if that... I'm not sure that analysis has been done in terms of what percentage actually were paid because of the minimum wage with clock in versus per bucket. Yeah.
Pero si tiene su información y tal vez tiene un correo electrónico, lo puede dejar allá. Podemos averiguar con los compañeros y podemos responderle su pregunta por un correo electrónico.
But if you'd like to leave your email, we'd be happy to go back, ask them, and try to get that information and send it back to you.
I have tremendous respect for the legal aid lawyers in Florida. And also, I have tremendous respect for the coalition of Immokalee workers. And it's very troubling that I learned that the legal aid lawyers are suing the Immokalee workers. Can you comment on the lawsuit? What is the status of it, and what is your position about it?
Sure. Que él respeta mucho él dice legal aid, pero creo que significa Florida Legal Services, lo que quiere decir. Que ellos están llevando la coalición a la corte, que no es cierto. ¿Y qué es la posición sobre este caso?
Bueno, entendemos de que creo que este abogado está tratando de desviar la atención o desviar lo que es el trabajo que estamos realizando como trabajadores.
¿Qué significa desviar?
Como llevarlo a otro punto.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't understand the word. He said, and let me just clarify real quick. It's actually Florida Legal Services is the organization. And just to clarify, too, it's the coalition is not actually being part of the lawsuit. It's actually the signatories of the Fair Food Agreements. A lawyer who from Florida Legal Services has filed suit against, I believe, the fast food chains, Burger King, Taco Bell, McDonald's, So that's who actually the player is.
Lo que nosotros, para nosotros, lo que ha funcionado, ¿verdad? Es de que nosotros no estamos buscando lo que es beneficios personales. Nosotros estamos buscando el beneficio de toda una comunidad y estamos siempre incluyendo la voz de los trabajadores. Lo que se decida por parte de los trabajadores es lo que se hace.
So generally, the coalition is looking for ways to benefit the community generally. ¿Qué fue la última parte?
Y que siempre incluimos la opinión de los trabajadores.
And so we always value the word of the farm workers in making our decisions.
Sabemos que esta persona o esta organización está queriendo como empujar lo que nosotros hasta ahora, para lo que para nosotros ha venido funcionando. Y creo que tenemos aquí algo que quieras agregar, Yora.
And so he said that, and so that the coalition has made a decision on behalf of what the farm workers wished as part of this the penny per pound escrow agreements that differs from what Florida Legal Services would have preferred to happen. And he's asked for me to read kind of part of this. And also, too, for anyone that's interested in this, I know that in Sarasota, a number of people have heard about this lawsuit. And we have a number of responses here, actually. The director of Oxfam America has released a statement about these lawsuits that have been filed, in which the director of Oxfam America says, it is hard for us to understand these actions as anything other than misguided, erroneous, and ultimately damaging to the cause of farmworker justice. Farmworkers would be better served if Florida Legal Services aimed their efforts and resources at those actors creating unjust and illegal conditions instead of those who are working to redress these injustices. And so what we have here is actually also a letter that's been signed by some of the leading human rights organizations, including the Center for Constitutional Rights, the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Center, the National Economic Social Rights Initiative. And what they did is they put together a four-page letter that really details quite thoroughly what this process was, what happened with Florida Legal Services. In fact, do you have some here that, if anyone would like them, actually, he'd be happy to distribute them as well as Oxfam America's response. But basically, kind of in a nutshell, and it's is during this period when the growers were refusing to distribute the penny per pound, the companies, you know, that we mentioned continued to collect these funds in their escrow accounts. And so the money continued to build up. Now, what Florida Legal Services would like to take place is that all the workers who were in the fields during that time period be paid retroactively, and that the money that these corporations collected be distributed to those workers there. The problem is when that happens, that might make plenty of sense for lawyers and for investigators to go and try to round up, you know, these 60, 90,000 people, many of whom are now in Mexico, many of whom are elsewhere. But that didn't make sense to the farm workers. And when the coalition sat down about it and said, all right, with these monies that are being pledged voluntarily by these companies, how do we want to distribute it? Do we want to try to go back and find every single worker and try to give them this small amount of money, which generally about 10% of a workforce or less is actually located when this sort of thing takes place, and the people that actually benefit from it are lawyers, you know, who do the investigating and actually get paid for doing that work. Or should they take the money that's been collected and distribute it at the point when all the growers are willing to distribute it to the workers, so that all of the money in its entirety reaches farmworkers who obviously need the supplement? And so what the coalition decided when they reached these agreements with all the retailers was that, well, we'll wait for the growers' resistance to subside. At that point, all this money will be paid to farmworkers. And so basically that's what the lawsuit, kind of the difference that's reached, is Florida Legal Services would like for it to be paid retroactively to workers in the fields. Unfortunately, that's not how the agreements were reached with all these companies. It was to be paid prospectively at the point when the growers would pay it. And so it's for that reason. And what the lawsuit, I don't know if anybody's had a chance to read the lawsuit, but the sole claim that's actually made in the lawsuit is that they're not complying with the agreements that were reached between the CIW and these retailers. But these agreements also are confidential, because if you're a multi-billion-dollar food company, you don't want to just reveal the contents of your supply chain and the structure and the function of how that works. So really, there's unfortunately no way for Florida Legal Service to know whether it's in compliance or not. So for that reason alone, that's why the Fort Myers News Press blasted this lawsuit as, quote, predicated on false premises and, quote, baseless accusations. And likewise, these leading human rights groups are now calling on Florida Legal Services to withdraw the suit, because they have no basis from which to say that it's in violation with this agreement. In fact, the coalition has made very clear on their website, and you can go, if you go to ciw-online.org and click in the top right-hand corner, they have a special commentary that thoroughly goes through this whole issue. And likewise, all the resources that will be available on the table, likewise, rather thoroughly go through this and explain why the CIW didn't do it in the way that Florida Legal Services would like and why they did it that the way that, that they did. And to some degree, I think we can start to kind of understand what the White House felt like with the whole birther movement, of people continuing to ask questions about something that's totally baseless and where we have no worry in terms of the court system of it coming out in favor of the coalition, but nonetheless, so much time has been devoted to this completely baseless accusation about the agreements not being complied with, when in fact there's nothing to it. So we'd really invite everyone to see the letter, the denunciation from the director of Oxfam America, likewise the condemnation on behalf of the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Center, the Center for Constitutional Rights, and as well as the round denunciation from the Fort Myers News Press, as well as the CIW's own comments on it. We'd be happy to talk more about it too, because unfortunately it's been a distraction. And what's even worse is that Publix was interviewed last week about the coalition's campaign, and you know what they said? Well, the coalition is embroiled in legal troubles. Why would we want to sign an agreement and run the risk of being sued for participating? So in fact, this lawsuit has had the impact of actually hurting farm workers' income, hurting their ability to, in fact, get paid more. So if anyone has any other outstanding questions, please feel free to talk to us. We'd like to put a stop to this whisper campaign that continues to accuse the coalition of unjust things, and be happy to supply adequate information to put a stop to it. Oh, this is bueno también. Yeah, and I'm sorry, Oscar just had one other comment on that too.
Creo que dentro de querer trabajar juntos o el apoyo que nosotros también como organización estamos dando, por ejemplo, nosotros tenemos allá en Immokalee una estación de radio.
And so part of our work also is we have a low power radio station in Immokalee.
Nosotros tenemos anuncios que ellos nos han enviado que son de demandas por acoso sexual que ha pasado en una de las compañías agrícolas de la Florida.
For example, one thing that we've been promoting a lot on our radio through announcements and through the DJs is this, ¿cómo se llama?
Que el acoso sexual.
Yeah, for a sexual harassment suit that is being taking place against Agmart, one of the major growers.
Son anuncios que muchas veces está grabado o muchas veces de nosotros mismos queremos estar compartiendo con la gente para que la gente escuche que no solo este anuncio que está hecho, sino que también la gente pueda acercarse a la organización o con otras personas que están encargados de reunir a las personas quienes fueron víctimas de este caso.
Y que es de Florida Legal Services.
Y que es de Florida.
Mm-hmm. For example, one of the announcements that we've been playing and also promoting with the DJs is to help out Florida Legal Services because they're looking for people to be part of this suit for sexual harassment, which was taking place in the fields of Agmart.
Lo comparto esto con ustedes porque yo en muchas ocasiones he tenido la oportunidad de estar dentro de la radio y he puesto este anuncio y he hablado también de este caso y por qué la importancia de denunciar a esta compañía o estos patrones quienes siguen abusando de las trabajadoras.
And I share this with you because I'm a DJ on the CIW's radio station, and many occasions I have also encouraged people to be part of the Florida Legal Services. I'm forgetting the term of this, when you have a lawsuit and have multiple people, a class action lawsuit, to be part of this class action lawsuit to help Florida Legal Services campaign.
Mm-hmm. Y de esta manera es como nosotros queremos trabajar juntos, queremos formar alianzas y no estamos buscando enemigos ni estamos buscando a contradecir a alguien. No, queremos que nos ayuden, ¿verdad?, para que podamos juntos llevar en un solo mismo fin, en un solo mismo camino, el cambio que sí realmente requiere la industria agrícola.
And we're looking to build alliances. We're not searching to create enemies, and in fact, that's why we always look for opportunities to work together, including with Florida Legal Services, to help them advance their own cases.
Como digo, no soy abogado, pero igual somos trabajadores que estamos luchando.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm a farm worker in struggle.
Y no estamos buscando beneficios personales, ni de que nos vayan a hacer a sacar en periódicos. No, solamente estamos hablando con la verdad de lo que nosotros vemos.
I'm not looking for personal benefit. I'm looking to share the reality of that which we endure.
Y de lo que nosotros enfrentamos dentro de este trabajo.
The abuses that we have to confront as farm workers.
Y creo que hemos logrado, no solo porque nosotros hemos decidido salir de nuestro pueblo, sino que hemos logrado gracias a la comunidad que en verdad ha entendido ¿Por qué es necesario cambiar esta industria?
And the reason that we've had the success we have is